One of the things that I treasure most about my life and my walk with God is the opportunities that I've had to travel. I appreciate traveling throughout the United States. There's many parts of our country that I've seen, how beautiful and amazing, incredible. Every city is unique and distinct and set apart. But I really appreciate getting to travel around the world. The first time I left the country, I went to London. I couldn't believe there were that many people outside of America that I'd never seen. And my whole idea of everything about life was transformed when I recognized that we were not alone. I knew it intellectually, but I didn't know it experientially. When I knew it experientially, it changed the way I think. And I can't remember where I went to next. I think we ended up going to Greece for something, and we were there for a little while, and Switzerland, and I've been a lot of different places. But one time I went to Africa. And I went to Africa, and I was on a mission trip, and I was there because of the work that we were doing on the whales. And we had to helicopter over because it was so far out of the city that we had to helicopter over to get there. And as we were in the helicopter, it started raining. And I thought to myself, now, I don't want to be over in the middle of Africa in a helicopter that hadn't met FAA guidelines in a rainstorm. And I thought, this is not good. This is not good. And the pilot said something to me. We both saw the same thing, but we saw it so differently. I saw it as turbulence and danger and disruption and unrest. And he said, oh, look, Bishop. He said, look, Bishop, you are so blessed. You have brought us a blessing. He saw the rain as a blessing. I saw the rain as a burden. He saw the rain as a blessing. I wanted the rain to stop. He wanted the rain to come. And I was amazed that they saw the rain as a blessing. And that's when I realized how privileged I was, because I had never been in a drought. I had never been in a dry place. I didn't understand that the rain was a blessing because I get water out of the tap. Sometimes just leave it running while I answer the phone. I've had water enough to water the grass and the yard and flowers and raise gardens and take baths and do all kinds of stuff and be running around with the shower on for 15 minutes before I get in it. I've had water aplenty. But when you have not had enough of something, then you see it through a whole different lens. I would say, just get me down out of this plane, out of this helicopter as quickly as you can, as safe as you can. He drove through the rain and got to a dry place, and we landed on dry ground. And there, we began to initiate and dedicate the whales. And we were initiating the whales, and all the children and everybody were singing and shouting about water. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. They were shouting about water. They weren't shouting because they got a new toy or because they got a car or they got a new bicycle or truck. They were rejoicing about water. In order to understand the magnitude of the text we're going to talk about today, I wanted to share that experience, because if you see it with your Western mind, if you see it with your 21st century mind, then you won't really get the substratum of the text. You won't understand why I called it the rainmaker. You won't understand why this text is so relevant, because up until recently, we've not been challenged. But today, we're starting to be challenged. Today, we got middle-class people in bread lines looking for food. Today, we have people who were making six figures, and now they're trying to make dinner out of a bag of meal. Today, God is shaking us. Making us know, oh, you're not so far that I can't get to you. that I can't demand your attention, that I can't order your respect. You are not so secure in your Western world that I can't disrupt everything and make you have to depend on me and make you pray for rain and make you shout for water and make you start gardening again and canning and making jelly again. I can shake your world up because I'm God, and when I get ready, I get your attention. That's why it's always better to give him your attention than to make him have to get your attention. Because if God has to get your attention, it changes everything.